It's the Youth Cast, and I'm your host, Molly Adams. This week's episode of Youth Cast is about media multitasking. And let me tell you, I have two computers in front of me, work and personal, and a cell phone that can get on the internet. I had to shut everything down in order to write this script. Facebook, Twitter, texting with my sister, and then I had to turn off the radio pieces that I had queued up to listen to while also checking email on both my work and personal email accounts. But if you are as plugged in as the reporters of Y Press, you'd understand. They just produced a series of stories about teens in the media, or Generation M, the kids who were brought up this way. This story, Generation M, by Min Chow and Michelle Hu, reports on how teens are able to do more in less time, but also on what they are missing out on when they have too many internets going on at once. This is Generation M by Min Chow and Michelle Hu of Y Press.
With a cell phone by my right hand, a computer in front of me, music blasting through my headphones, and the newest episode of Dancing with the Stars airing in the background, I'm finally ready to start on my English paper. But not before I sneak a peek to see the last tango dance scores. Not only is this scenario common in my home, it is typical across the nation. It's called media multitasking. Andrew Weaver, a telecommunications professor at Indiana University, studies media consumption. He says that media multitasking is becoming more common.
For teenagers, it's about almost 8 hours a day now, on average, that kids are engaged with some kind of media. So they're spending more time with media than they are with anything else, with school, with sleeping.
Allison Jensen, a 13-year-old, says that she's constantly on her phone, texting or calling someone. She even takes her phone to bed every night, but she says that it can be problematic.
It really distracts me, like when I'm doing like laundry or something, I will take, instead of like normally doing like 15 minutes on it, I'll do like 2 hours, because I'll be texting and then I'll have to stop what I'm doing and then text and then do it and then stop.
Weaver, who teaches courses on media psychology and has also researched the effects of media consumption, confirms that doing several things at once does not mean you're being more efficient.
Or we're just paying attention one thing at a time. We're rapidly switching back and forth. And the net result of that is that we don't focus on any one thing very well. We don't really have time to process more deeply the information that we're getting there, which is why there are several studies that show that people who multitask do worse on the projects they're working on when they're multitasking than somebody who isn't.
14-year-old Devin Young says that she always multitasks while doing homework and hasn't suffered for it.
It really doesn't, like, affect my grades or anything because, you know, I'm good at focusing on, like, two things at the same time. But it definitely makes it take a longer time.
That is not the case for Allison, however.
Ever since I got a phone, my grades have dropped, like, maybe, like, a tiny bit, but, like, not a lot. Well, it kind of does affect it because it's a really, really big distraction for me because I'm not good at focusing on one thing at once ever. I'm on Facebook most of the time, and I'll be, like, on YouTube and on Facebook at the same time, and I'll be, like, just chatting people and, like, doing a bunch of stuff.
According to Weaver, multitasking becomes problematic when it interferes with homework, work, or family interactions.
You know, as devices become more and more mobile and it becomes easier to get the content in different places, you know, it leaks into other areas of our life that previously were relatively media-free.
Sooner or later, Weaver says, media use will level off simply because there's only so much time in each day. He adds, however, that because media is so accessible, it's leaking into other areas such as work or school. For Y Press, I'm Min Chow.
That was Generation M by Min Chow and Michelle Hu of Y Press. Hear the rest of the group's series on teens in the media at ypress.org. Speaking of media multitasking, that's our specialty. We have a blog at youthcast.org where you can hear old episodes. We have a Facebook at facebook.com/youthcast. We have a Twitter at twitter.com/prxyouthcast. You can call my cell phone if you want, but I'll get back to it just as fast as an email. Molly Adams at prx.org. comments, questions, suggestions for future episodes. I'll take them. This has been Molly Adams for YouthCast, a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced radio. Check it out at generationprx.org. YouthCast, where radio makes you wish you were young again. Talk to you soon.